Members, that's after our, it's in our Article 6 tab, which is continuing care, which is where we address long-term care issues, so that'll be at the back of that. Then we'll be moving on to Senate Article 2, which is the chemical and mental health, and then we will be moving on to Senate Article 6, which is our continuing care article, and a couple of these are fairly long, so it'll take us a while to work through those. And then we'll probably have to recess again and go get another stack of work queued up and come back. So without further ado, House Article 5, the long-term care section.
Mr. Chair and members, my understanding is that the conference committee has agreed to adopt the entire House Article 5. And there are four technical and clarifying amendments that go with that article.
Representative Schumacher moves the A.
Let's start with the A74 amendment.
74 amendment.
And members, this is the A74 is some cleanup language that fits better. This is the area that is with the Breckenridge situation that we have in the bill, the border cities language that was in there. It's changing rate increase to higher operating payment rate. Language. This was worked out between the stakeholders and DHS.
I don't think everybody's quite got the A74. And this fits within the spreadsheet that we adopted,
yes.
Representative Schumacher. Any questions on the A74 amendment? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Representative Schumacher.
I would like to next move the A68 amendment, Mr. Chair.
On the A68 amendment, while that's being passed out.
Yes, this, from my understanding, was requested by DHS as a technical fix. It makes technical changes to the nursing facility scholarship language in the bill.
Okay, any question? Members don't quite have it yet. Any questions on the A68 amendment? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Representative Schumacher.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The next amendment will be the A69-1.
Representative Schumacher moves the A69-1. While that's being passed out, Representative Schumacher.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This, again, is from DHS. It's technical changes to the insurance coverage provision. It clarifies some of the language and has some continuity with the way that they structure their language for this in the payment reform portion of the bill.
And again, this one also matches the spreadsheet spending.
Yes.
And requested by DHS. Any questions on the A69-1?
A good amendment. Great amendment.
No, we've made the staff run back and forth three times. I'm going to let them finish handing this out.
72-2.
Any questions? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Representative Schumacher.
The final amendment, Mr. Chair, is the A72-2 amendment.
Representative Schumacher moves the A72-2 amendment. Representative Schumacher.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Wait. I'm sorry. Something's wrong with the recorder. We have not been being recorded for the record. We're going to need to address that because sometimes people come back and listen. And I'll once we get it going, I'll, for the record, repeat the amendments.
We just adopted the A72.
Here's what it is.
It's behind me. It's over there. Behind me.
It's the top over there. One to one.
We're on? Were we all ready? All right. Well, let the record reflect, if it does not already, that we have gotten back together again and adopted the A74 amendment to House Article 5. The A68 amendment to Article 5, the A69-1 amendment to Article 5, and we are in the midst of considering the A72-2 amendment to House Article 5. Representative Schumacher.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This language was requested by the industry, and DHS reviewed it. It clarifies the elderly waiver language relink that we do in our reform package.
And works within the spreadsheet adopted.
Yes.
Any questions on the A72-2 amendment? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Same sign. Motion prevails. Representative Schumacher, that's okay. Representative Schumacher moves House Article 5 as amended, the adopted into the conference committee report. On that motion, any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. You bet. Article 2, chemical and mental health. Mr. Monahan. Oh, I'm sorry, Ms. White. Boy, that'd be tough, wouldn't it? Ms. White.
Mr. Chair and members, Senate Article 2, House Article 8, Chemical and Mental Health.
You want to pull that microphone right?
Quick.
There you go.
I'm not quiet. The first groups of sections relate to the Data Practices Act and welfare data, and it's my understanding that Senate sections 1, 2, 3, 8, 10, and 37 are the sections that are going to be adopted, and there are two amendments that go with those sections. There's the A93 and the A86.
Senator Sharon moves the A93 amendment.
They're right here.
Section
37. Senate sections 1, 2, 3, 8, 10, and 37. The A93 amendment modifies sections, I think, 1 and 2 of the Senate language. And the A86 amendment modifies section 37 of the Senate language.
Oh, we had moved. This is the A86, and we had moved the A93. Senator Sharon withdraws her motion on the A93. Senator Sharon moves the A86 amendment.
We need to do both of them.
All right. And so, on the A86, any questions? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Now Senator Sharon moves the A93 amendment.
I wish I knew what I was
amending. I gave them both
to you.
Them
both? I only got one. So some of us got, okay.
We all got the 93.
I got the 86. Okay.
I did too. I got an 86.
All right. Well, there's two.
We take your word.
Piles.
No, there's the. He's got them.
Oh.
Yeah, there were enough copies for.
Did we have 2 pages passing things out? There's something on the wall. Two amendments. Two amendments at the same time. Okay, so this is the one that you thought you were voting.
Hey, thank you. This is A9.
I trust you guys.
You do?
Good night. I don't know if I can say it. We're trustworthy.
That's what
verified.
Disagreeable, but we're
just. So we adopted the A86 amendment, but evidently the House members had a different one after looking at it. Are there any further questions on the A86? We can revisit it if there's questions. Okay, Senator Sharon, on the
A93.
Motion to adopt the A93 amendment, any questions on that one? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. And then with those two amendments that adopted these provisions, Senator Sharon moved Senate sections 1, 2, 3, 8, 10, and 37. On that motion, any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Ms. White.
On to page 3 of the staff side-by-side. House only section 3. It's my understanding that's part of the tracking.
Representative Dean moves House section 3 on that motion. Any questions? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Motion prevails.
And the next, House only 4, Senate only 3, relates to data practices, and we already covered that.
Okay.
House only sections 5 and 6 are related to suicide data and suicide prevention grants. And it's my understanding that the House Section 5 and 6 match the tracking.
Representative Dean moves House Sections 5 and 6. On that motion, any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Ms. White.
Senate only Section 4 is part of the big governor's recommendation or proposal to for ERTS and ACT. So Senate Section 4 matches the tracking.
Representative Dean moves Senate Section 4. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Anybody have any questions on that? I failed to ask. Okay. Ms. White.
Senate only Section 5 results in savings from a state-operated services account, and that is in the tracking. Senate, so
yep.
Deaf.
Representative Dean moves Senate Section 5. Any questions? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion prevails.
Senate only Section 6 and 7 relate to adult mental health grants. Section 6 lists the services and programs that the grants may fund, and Section 7 requires a biennial report on how the money was spent.
Representative Dean moves Senate Sections 6 and 7. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Motion prevails.
We already dealt with the next two sections, so on to page 5. It's my understanding that the House Mental Health Crisis Services are in the tracking, and that's House Section 18.
Yep. Representative Dean moves House Section 18. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion prevails.
Sections on the bottom relate to data practices, and we already dealt with that. On to page 6, Section 11 and 12 relate to children's mental health grants, similar to what we did with adult mental health grants. Section 11 lists the services and programs that the grants may fund, and Section 12 requires a biennial report on how the money was spent. Senate only sections 11 and 12.
And they're reflected in the spreadsheet?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Representative Dean moves Senate sections 11 and 12. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Ms. White.
On the next section 13, it's my understanding that the spreadsheet matches Senate section 13 subdivision 1. Subdivision 2, not doing the rulemaking in Senate Subdivision 3, so we move to adopt House Subdivision 3.
Well, I think what it's going to be is Representative Dean moves Senate Section 13, eliminating Subdivision 3 within that section.
Okay.
Is that proper motion?
Yes, Mr. Chair, and then I'll renumber the subdivisions.
And renumber the subdivisions, yes. And that accomplishes the House position on rulemaking in regards to the Excellence on Mental Health Act. Any questions on that? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Ms. White.
On to Section 14, Senate-only provision that is related to the State Operated Services account that resulted in savings that is in the tracking.
Representative Dean moves Senate Section 14. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion prevails.
Section 15 and 16 are related to the Civil Commitment Review Board and hearings before the review board, and the tracking matches the Senate language because of the effective date in Section 16.
Representative Dean moves Senate Sections 15 and 16. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails.
Section 17 and 18 are Senate-only provisions related to the CARE sites transitioning to 16-bed facilities.
Representative Dean moves Senate-only Sections 17 and 18. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion prevails.
And Mr. Chair, there will be a rider to related to this to clarify exactly what's going on with the care facilities and the beds.
That's right. A rider, because we're actually putting quite a bit of money in here, and the idea is we're getting 15 new beds, opening up 15 beds with this investment, and we're going to put a rider in to say we're expecting 15 new beds. Okay.
Correct. Senate Section 19 through 30 relate to the governor's proposal for the assertive community treatment and intensive residential treatment services, and it's my understanding that that was adopted, or that was part of the tracking sheet in Senate only Sections 19 through 30.
So Representative Dean moves Senate Sections 19 through 30. Any questions? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails.
Senate Section 31 and House Section 10 relate to the psychiatric residential treatment facility services for persons under 21 years of age. The tracking is the Senate language with the Senate effective date.
Okay. Representative Dean moves Senate Section 31. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails.
Section 32 is a Senate-only section. It allows medical assistance reimbursement for psychiatric consultation done by a licensed independent clinical social workers and licensed marriage and family therapists. It's my understanding that this is funded.
Yep. Representative Dean moves Senate Section 32. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion prevails.
Senate Section 33 and House Section 11 is a rate increase for chemical dependency providers, and it's my understanding that the rate increase is 2%, which is the Senate language.
Representative Dean moves Senate Section 33. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails.
Senate Section 34 and House Section 15 relate to clubhouse services, and the tracking matches the Senate language.
Representative Dean moves. Say that again, Ms. White.
The clubhouse services.
Wait a minute. What section are we on?
Senate Section 34, House Section 15.
Oh, did we pick up?
Oh, I'm sorry.
House only Section 12.
I forgot. House
okay.
Only Section 12.
All right. Sorry.
That was part of the tracking too.
Yep. I think so.
Sorry.
Okay,
yes.
So Representative Dean moves House Section 12. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails.
Now we're to Senate okay. Section 34, House Section 15, which is the clubhouse program services, and the Senate language was funded.
As described. Representative Dean moves Senate Section 34. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Ms. White.
Senate Section 35, House Section 14 relates to the Excellence in Mental Health Demonstration Project. Because we deleted the rulemaking, staff recommends adoption of the House language.
Representative Dean moves House Section 14. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion prevails.
Senate Section 36, House Section 13, relating to rate setting methodology for community-based mental health services. It's my understanding the Senate language was funded.
Representative Dean moves Senate Section 36. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion prevails.
And we've already dealt with Senate Section 37.
Mm-hmm.
Senate Section 38, House Section 19 on page 12, relates to the Beltrami Comprehensive Mental Health Center. It's my understanding the Senate language with the House money and the Senate language needs a technical fix that I will incorporate.
And we'll just give you instructions to incorporate it?
That'd be
okay.
Great.
Representative Dean moves Senate Section 38 conforming to the House money as reflected on the spreadsheet, instructing staff to make technical corrections as necessary. Any questions? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails.
On to page 13, it's my understanding that Section 17, House-only language, was funded.
Representative Dean moves House Section 17. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. And
I
that's all for Article 2, and then are we ready to adopt that article, or comfortable with that, Ms. White, House staff?
Just check one thing.
Representative Dean moves adoption of House, of Article 2, rather, as amended into the conference committee report. On that motion, any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Now moving on to Article 6, Continuing Care. Now, Leo, Mr. Monahan.
Mr. Chair, members, Section 1 and Sections 23 through 30 are the ABLE Act. And there is an amendment, the A89. It's a technical amendment that picks and chooses between the House.
Representative Dean moves the A89 amendment, and we'll have that distributed. Mr. Monahan.
I was just saying that the A89 picks and chooses from the House and the Senate language to correct some technical mistakes and drafting mistakes.
And it is done by deleting sections and redrafting them, but it's technical in nature, accomplishes the same purpose as what's in bills.
Yes, Mr. Chair.
Any questions on the A89 amendment still being distributed?
Yeah.
Any questions, discussion on the A89 amendment? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. So that was sections one and then a whole pack. Okay, Mr. Monahan.
So the amendment amended the Senate side all the way through.
Okay.
So even in these staff side-by-side where there are recommendations that say to choose the House side, all of those recommendations are incorporated in the amendment. So now the Senate language has all of the recommendations by staff and DHS. So as we move through the sections, we would recommend that you adopt the Senate sections.
But we won't. But they won't be reflected in that manner in the side-by-side that we're looking at. They'll be reflected in that manner in the amendment that we just adopted to the Senate language, I take it.
Correct.
Well, maybe we should just move those sections right now, and then we don't have to cover them as we hit them. So Representative Dean moves Senate Section 1 and Senate Sections
23 through 30.
23 through 30 as amended by the A89 amendment. Any discussion on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Okay, we're, Mr. Monahan.
Senate Section 2 and skipping ahead, Senate Sections 3 and 4 concern the background studies under special circumstances. It's my understanding that this language was omitted from the House side by mistake, but that they are all funded in the tracking sheet.
Representative Dean moves Senate Sections 2, 3, and 4. On that motion, any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Mr. Monahan.
House Article 4, Section 2 through 20, and House Article 4, Section 36, and House Article 4.
Let's take up through 20.
Okay.
Otherwise, it's getting a little long here. So
okay. Article 4, House Article 4, Sections 2 through 20. The first two sections involve the home and community-based services, the correction orders, and conditional licensing, and the settlement agreements. Those sections are reflected in Senate File 706 that passed off the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Sections 4 through 20 are also reflected in Senate File 706 that passed off the floor. Those have to do with the licensing requirements for
home and
community-based services, yes.
Representative Dean moves House Article 4, Sections 2 through 20. On that motion, any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Yeah.
Aye. All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Mr. Monahan.
House Article 4, Section 21 is the TEFRA parental fee reduction.
Representative Dean moves House Article 4, Section 21. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion prevails.
Senate Section 5 is the HCBS transition grants. Restriction or repealing the authority of the Commissioner of Human Services to transfer funds between the MA account and the transition grants account. The language is identical.
Moves House Article 4, Section 22. On that motion, any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion prevails.
House Article 4, Sections 23 and 24 have to do with dementia grants. There is a amendment, the A71.
Senator Sharon moves the A71 amendment.
Whatever. What does it do?
Is this Senator Nelson's?
Oh, this isn't.
This is good. This is good stuff.
I don't know.
It's the ship.
On the A71 amendment, Mr. Monahan, tell us the nature of this one.
The A71 changes some dates, and the big change is that it simply moves language that was in Section 23 and moves the new language in Section 23 and moves it to Section 24.
Okay. Any discussion of the A71 amendment? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Okay. Senator Sharon moves the A113 amendment. Senator Sharon, are you interested in explaining that, or should we have staff, or do you want me to? Or?
Why don't you go ahead and describe more? This is expanding what I might have you. It's expanding what the utilization of ship dollars can be to include costs related to dementia and chronic disease among an elderly population over 60. So it's expanding the definition for how people can apply for SHIP grants.
Out in the communities. And it also does the projected spending baseline and measures how savings accrue. And if SHIP does result in savings, we have a contingent transfer back into the Health and Human Services budget to recognize the savings from reduced from smoking cessation, reduced obesity, and from helping seniors age in place more gracefully. If we can actually prove up with science that our efforts in this vein are making a difference, something we've been working on, and I think this the new opportunities for our existing community collaboratives known as SHIP to have another type of project that they could ask for a grant to help support across generations, really. Representative Zerwas.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. And I just want to add on, when you look at dementia as being a major cost driver for our healthcare, and so I think it's huge to open up the grant process to include such a large driving force of what we're faced with in this committee. And then specifically on the outcomes and reporting, we're giving a significant amount of money.
Yep.
And I think it's really important to see that return on investment and get that report back. And then eventually, as this program unfolds, to be able to take credit for the improved health and for those cost reductions.
Yep. All right. Any further discussion on the A113 amendment? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails.
Yeah.
And so now we adopted the A71 amendment onto House Article 4, Section 23. I think we need to move that section. Representative Dean moves House Article 4, Section 23 as amended. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Yeah.
Aye. All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. And then did that series of motions actually get the language from the A13 into the conference committee report or just into the side-by-side? What's council's opinion? If I need to make another motion to get it into the conference committee, I will, but if I don't.
Mr. Chair, I don't think you moved Section 24.
No, I didn't, and I need to do that. And would that then incorporate the A113 amendment? Mr. Monahan?
I'm not certain.
I think so.
Let's do it twice.
Representative Dean moves House Article 4, Section 24, making sure that it does incorporate the language in the A113 amendment as amended by the A71. On that motion, any further discussion? Ms. Putinelli, are we? Does this work? It looked like you might have thoughts that it. I'm maybe reading too much.
Mr. Chair, I was just noting that the A13 amendment looks like it's for Article 7 and not okay. Article 6.
We were just kind of looking at that ourselves.
Oops.
For some reason, anyway. Well, we adopted the amendment over in Article 7, so it's there when we get there.
It's just waiting for us.
Undo?
It'll just be sitting there. I'm going to stick it in Article 7 right at the beginning and just put a note on it that it's already adopted and we've had a wonderful discussion. And then Representative Dean moves House Article 4, Section 24 that we missed in the last motion as amended by the A71 amendment. On that, any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Same sign. Motion prevails.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Hayden.
Just wanted to let you know the Senate's operating at full strength now.
Hey. Senator Rosen, welcome back. Mr. Monahan.
Mr. Chair, on the staff side-by-side, page 8, Senate Section 7 and House Article 1, Section 7, is the MA spend-down provision. It's my understanding that the Conference Committee has chosen to adopt the House position.
Representative Dean moves House Article 1, Section 7. On that motion, any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Mr. Monahan.
Senate Section 8 and House Article 4, Section 25 is the MAEPD premium.
And we have an A85, is that correct?
Yes, we have the A85. It changes the effective date.
Representative Dean moves the A85 amendment. And this changes the effective date in order to accomplish what's reflected in the spreadsheet, correct?
That's correct, Mr. Chair.
That's all it does. Any questions? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Same sign. Motion prevails. Representative Dean then moves House Article 4, Section 25 as amended. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Same aye. Sign. Motion prevails. Mr. Monahan.
Senate Section 7, I'm sorry, Senate Section 9 yep. is the treatment of assets for MA long-term care eligibility.
Representative Dean moves Senate Section 9. On that motion, any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Mr. Monahan.
Senate Section 7 and House Article 4, Section 26 are the first of a number of provisions having to do with the disability rate setting changes that are carried on the tracking sheet. Section 10 and House Article 4, Section 26 are identical.
Representative Dean moves Senate Section 10. On that motion, any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Mr. Monahan.
Senate Section 11 and House Article 4, Section 27 are also disability waiver rate setting changes. There are technical differences between the two. Staff recommends the Senate.
Representative Dean moves Senate Section 11. On that motion, any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Mr. Monahan.
Senate Section 12 and House Article 4, Section 28 is another disability waiver rate change item. The two sections are identical.
Representative Dean moves Senate Section 12. On that motion, any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye. 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 Opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Mr. Monahan.
House Article 4, Section 29 and 30 have to do with the State Quality Council and the Regional Quality Councils. It's my understanding that the committee will not be moving this language, but instruct staff to include a rider I thought we were gonna take reflecting the changes in the tracking sheet.
For the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're not adopting this language, but staff is instructed to add a rider to carry the money as reflected in the spreadsheet. Okay, good enough. Mr. Monahan.
Senate Section 4 and House Article 4, Section 31 is another disability rate change item. There is an amendment. I'm going to have to read out the whole name because we have a conflict in numbers. This is the SCS 1458A-88.
Representative Dean moves the SCS 1458A-88 amendment.
Which?
On that amendment, while it's being passed out, Mr. Monahan?
This amendment is a DHS recommendation. It's essentially consolidating some language having to do with the consequences for a county or tribe that fails to comply with the provisions in the bill having to do with a corrective action plan.
Any discussion on the A88 amendment? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Representative Dean moves Senate Section 14 as amended by the A88 amendment. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Mr. Monahan.
Senate Section 15, House Article 4, Section 32, I should mention, was just amended by the A88.
And that amendment did come from DHS, the
yes.
Coalition of Home and Community-Based Providers and the counties, all working collaboratively. So, Representative Dean moves Senate Section 15 as amended also by the A88 amendment. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion prevails.
Senate Sections 14, 17, and 18 are identical to House Article 4, Section 33, 34, and 35. These are all more disability waiver rate change.
Representative Dean moves Senate Sections 16, 17, and 18. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Same sign. Motion prevails. Mr. Monahan.
House Article 4, Section 36 is the payments for residential support services. This is language that is identical to language in Senate File 706 that passed off the floor.
Representative Dean moves House Article 4, Section 36. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Same sign. Motion prevails. Mr. Monahan.
Senate Section 19 and House Article 4, Section 37 are identical. This is another disability waiver rate setting change.
Representative Dean moves Senate Section 19. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Same sign. Motion prevails. Mr. Monahan.
Senate Section 20 and House Article 4, Section 38 is another disability rate-setting change. There is the A-103 amendment.
Representative Dean moves the A-103 amendment. All that's being passed out. Mr. Monahan?
This reinstates stricken language and it concerns language about the procedure for evaluating updates to the payment values under the disability waiver.
Looks like this was requested by the home community-based providers, and DHS agrees there's no additional cost.
Correct.
Is that correct? On the A103 amendment, any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Then Representative Dean moves Senate Section 20 as amended by the A103 amendment. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Yeah.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. I need three votes on both sides, guys. Come on. All right. Motion prevails. Mr. Monahan.
Senate Section 21 and 22 have some technical differences to House Article 4, Section 39 and 40. Staff recommends Senate language for both sections. And these are more disability waiver rate change.
Representative Dean, Representative Mack moves Senate Sections 21, Subdivision 14, no, Senate Sections 21 and 22. On that motion, any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Hold on 1 second. Let me get this. Mr. Monahan.
On the staff side by side, page 14. House Article 4, Section 42, the home and community-based settings for people with disabilities. This language is identical to language that passed in Senate File 706.
Representative Mack moves House Article 4, Section 42. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Mr. Monahan.
On page 15, we return to the ABLE Act, which we have already dealt with.
Representative Mack moves House Article 4, Section 44.
Wait.
Any?
Didn't you?
What? Did I miss something?
What?
Maybe.
You already moved all of the ABLE Act provisions.
This is in the ABLE. Okay, that's what you're saying. Okay, so where?
So I'm looking.
Yep. No. Oh yeah, this is.
All right, we're on page 24.
Mr. Monahan.
House Article 4, Section 52. There's the A88, or the S1458A-88 amendment.
Representative Mack moves the S1458A-88?
Sounds right, Mr. Chair.
Representative Mack, do you care to describe the
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. While it gets handed out, this deals with the community-directed community supports. It's a cost neutral provision, something that we dealt with in the House to try to help those who are aging out of the school age part of that. So just a good policy provision that the advocates brought forward and there's consensus on.
And is okay. All right. On the A88 amendment, any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. So then Representative Mack moves House Article 4, Section 52, as amended by the A88 amendment. On that, any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Mr. Monahan.
Senate Sections 35 and 36 are provisions having to do with the personal care attendance contract.
Any discussion on, well, Senator Sharon moves Senate sections 35 and 36 on that motion. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Mr. Monahan.
On page 28, Senate section 38 and House Article 4, section 57. This is the home and community-based services incentive pool. It's my understanding that the committee has chosen to adopt the House language, though there is an A-70 amendment.
Representative Mack moves the A-70 amendment. And this is a change in the date.
It delays it for a year.
Yep. Any discussion of the A-70? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. And so then if we adopt House Article 4, Section 57 as amended, it tracks properly with the tracking sheet?
Yes, sir.
Representative Mack makes that motion. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Mr. Monahan.
Senate Section 39 and House Article 4, Section 55 are identical. They require the commissioner to submit annual reports based on the changes to the over and underspending provisions we adopted earlier having to do with the disability waivers.
Representative Mack moves House Article 4, Section 55. On that motion, any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Mr. Monahan.
Senate Section 40 and House Article 4, Section 56. I'm going to recommend that you not adopt this section because there's an amendment asking you to delete this section.
So we just
which you could adopt, delete it. It's up to you.
Adopt and delete.
That was a really bad time to ask for clarification on something else. So, repeat. I'm not tracking.
You should just not
act.
No
Senate Section 40.
Yeah.
There's an amendment asking you to delete Senate Section 40. So you could.
We could just.
Not adopt 40 or. 456.
If we just move on and don't move section
yes.
40, it's the same as.
Yes.
So let's just
exactly.
move on.
Exactly. Okay.
That way we'll save time.
Yeah.
Mr. Monahan.
The last section here is unlabeled. It's actually House Article 8, Section 22.
Okay, and it's a report. Is there a cost with that? And is the cost covered? Representative Mack moves House Article 8, Section 22. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Same sign. Motion prevails. And does that wrap up the continuing care article? Was there more, anything more? Can we move that article in? Representative Mack moves adoption of Article 6, the continuing care article, as amended into the conference committee report. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Now, we did make a mistake in our working through Article 2. We adopted one provision that was not adopted in the spreadsheet, and so we're going to have to dig back to Article 2. Representative Mack moves to reconsider the action by which the conference committee adopted Senate Article 2. on that motion. Any further discussion?
Yes.
Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. We have House we have Article 2 back before us. And in this, we adopted House Section 12. Well, it's find it here. On page 11 of this of the council's side by sides is a report to the legislature on performance measures that we did not fund in the spreadsheets, and so Representative Dean moves to delete House Section 12. On that motion, any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Now I think we have Article 2 cleaned back up again, and we can move again. Representative Dean moves adoption of Article 2 into the conference, as amended, into the conference committee report. On that motion, any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Now, I got a couple of other items to work through here.
No, we
can.
No,
we, we need to redo the forecast article. Mr. Albrecht, can you let us know?
Mr. Chair, the forecast article has the wrong years in it.
Oh, boy.
So, Representative Dean moves to reconsider the motion by which the forecast article, Article 13, was adopted by the conference committee. On that motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. We now have Article 13 back before us. Mr. Albrecht.
Mr. Chair, on the Senate side, on line 469.6, you need to delete 2016. And you need to change 2017 to 2015.
So we're making those dates proper. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Now, Representative Dean once again moves adoption of Article 13 into the conference committee report. On that motion, as amended, I guess. On that motion, any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. And then we did instruct staff earlier that they could make technical updates to the spreadsheet. They have done so, and just for...
they're more than technical.
While they're more than technical, we've gotten a couple of updated fiscal notes and whatnot. They're not terribly lengthy. We'll pass out a sheet on that and have new spreadsheets for members that reflect these changes, and then just for the public record, we'll step through what those changes are and make sure everybody's up to speed. Mr. Albrecht, as that sheet is getting passed out.
Mr. Chair, if you go through the sheet, the items that have changed are the 15 beds proposal had additional cost of $119,000. The CD fund care proposal, I'm sorry, the Minnesota care premium increases and cost sharing increases had additional costs of $76,000. The CD fund care proposal was lower than on the spreadsheet by $11,000. Periodic data matching was lower by $844,000. The telemedicine, we received a revised fiscal note that reduced the cost of that proposal by $435,000. In the negotiations that you, Mr. Chair, and Representative Dean had this morning, at one point the House had purchased their full amount of dementia grants, and that was omitted on the spreadsheet earlier. So part of these changes are to buy that back. There was also a small change in the family law modifications proposal, where the amount that was adopted was paying for the same economist that the House language adopted for the $12,000. And then the remainder of all of that activity is added to the basic sliding fee proposal, so that the net effect on the spreadsheet is zero.
Okay, so if everybody tracked that, there were a few fiscal notes that came in that in aggregate saved a little bit of money. We were able to correct an inadvertent mistake in compiling the spreadsheet agreement that we had come to, where the House had intended to buy some additional dementia grants. We used most of that to get them up to the level that we had intended to get to. The balance went to the basic sliding fee over a Senate mistake where we missed the violence against Asian women and had reduced the basic sliding fee, so we made that up. And there is no extra money here or anything. It's all balanced out. I'm sure that's what everybody's looking at in that bottom line where it's the total and it's all dashes. That's what it is. And so with those changes to the spreadsheet, should we readopt the new spreadsheet?
CC8, Mr. Chair.
Representative Dean moves adoption, moves these proposed changes to the spreadsheet. On that motion, any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. And then Representative Dean moves adoption of the CC8 spreadsheet produced at 9:32 p.m. On that motion, any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. I think that takes us as far as we're ready to go right now. We will stand in recess at the call of the chair. Senator Sharon.
We could do Article 10. I think we can do Article 10. Is that the one that we did?
No. I don't think we're quite ready.
Could you hold just a second?
Madam Chair, huh?
Never mind.
That was
pretty funny.